Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Valentine's Day weekend. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, February 13, 2022. We are broadcasting from the beautiful and a little chilly city of Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and taking time out of your schedule to talk about love. Yes, we're going to talk about love. Well, first of all, for the new listeners, and we know we have new listeners each and every week, I always like to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway? And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, the masterminds behind this was Charles I and II, because what they did is they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, February is, we celebrate several things in February. Last week we talked about Black History. As February is the month of Black History, it is also the month of love, heart health, and kindness. And we're going to really dive into kindness on next week on this show. And so there's a lot going on in February, and we think that you guys are with us to help make it happen. Well, today we're going to talk about love. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but most people have been celebrating it all weekend probably. But I want to go ahead and just bring on, there are no strangers to the show, my two co-hosts here. In fact, we were all together on yesterday doing a presentation, and we're going to talk a little bit about that a little later on. But I have, again, no strangers to you, Minister Candace and Nina.
Hi, Nina.
How you ladies doing? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy Valentine's Eve.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Miss Nina, how are you?
I am well. Good evening, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Just doing super. Really excited to talk about this conversation this evening. Of course, we did a presentation together on yesterday, which was wonderful, and we talked about love. And this evening, we're going to talk about love. We're going to look at it from, we might do something a little different here than, you know, most shows that you may hear, but we're going to talk about it from both a biblical standpoint as well as a practical standpoint. And so we always like to give you the full spectrum. But of course, you know, we know that Valentine's Day can sometimes be a day that comes with its own stress and demands. You know, could be some unrealistic expectations that people have and kind of place on each other. I know I was listening to some pieces of a show a few days ago, and some of the callers were calling in. And of course, since I've hosted a show for so many years, I like to kind of listen to some of the shows that I think have good, informative, positive content. So I was listening. It was hosted by a male, and he was asking some of the males to call in to kind of say what they were going to do for Valentine's Day. And then he also asked some of the women, you know, what do you want? You know, what are you saying that you want these men to provide? And so I found the conversation really interesting because the first guy that I heard that replied, he said, you know, I lost my job and I really don't, you know, have any money to really spend on getting anything. And, you know, my wife doesn't really understand that because she thinks that I need to give her something. And so I could kind of detect, you know, in his voice, the stress, you know. But, you know, he was just, you know, basically saying he didn't have anything and he just didn't feel understood. And then I heard one guy, he called in and he said, you know, he just laid it all out. He was going to go to the restaurant and purchase a meal and bring it back home and warm it up and run her bath water and all that stuff. That was really, that was cool. Then I heard a couple women called in, and, you know, one lady called in and she said, well, you know, since I did not receive my designer handbag for Christmas, he better have it for Thanksgiving. And so the host was like, oh, really? And she said, yes. And another lady called in and she said, you know, they were just going to have a quiet evening together. And so I'm just listening and I'm just, all of this is playing back in my mind. And I'm like, wow, you know, it certainly can be a day where, you know, either unrealistic expectations or just, you know, expectations that are more so, I guess, maybe real materialistic. I know, ladies, we were talking about yesterday. I had mentioned that normally during the Christmas holiday season, we usually try to remind people not to get so caught up in the commercialization of the holiday of gift giving. And then it just hit me yesterday when we were doing the presentation yesterday that Valentine's Day also is a day that can certainly, that has certainly, you know, it can be over commercialized. You know, what do you think about that?
Definitely. I have to agree. It has those same time, those same boundaries as Christmas and gift giving does. you'll find a lot of people getting depressed around the day, the people who are single, who, you know, don't have a Valentine or may not be receiving something. It's similar to the call from the gentleman who, you know, lost his job and isn't going to be able to provide a gift. Like, people are held to these requirements and these, I better have this, or this means that you don't love me. And that in itself, it could be a big deal. Like, that's super intense, like, to put your love on a plate for a day, to surmise to a designer bag or, you know, a meal or, you know, some, but some, someone can provide for you aesthetically or outside of, you know, them being themselves.
Yeah, I just thought that was really interesting, and it really just kind of touched my heart with the gentleman that was talking about how he, you know, he just couldn't afford to buy anything because he lost his job, and his wife just did not understand. And it was like, wow, okay. So you definitely want to talk about that. And I was also watching, I don't know if you all are familiar with his name is Reverend Dr. Sean H. McMillan. I remember when I first discovered him probably about a year or so ago. He's just real practical with his information, and he's just straight to the point. You know, he doesn't pull any punches. I remember the first time I kind of watched and observed him, I was like, wow, who is this? He was, you know, I won't say rude, but he was just to the point, you know, just, hey, let's just get straight to the point. So I actually saw him, one of his teachings earlier, and I thought, this is absolute, his information was just phenomenal. It's a program, it's called An Hour of Faith and Devotion. And talking about a practical sense, he just really, I mean, he examined the love thing from such a practical perspective and tied in what was one of the scriptures from Proverbs. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. But he was just saying that, you know, a goal in a relationship basically is that, you know, you kind of win together, you know, when you're in a relationship. And he was saying, you know, love does not equal, you know, a vacation or chocolate or flowers or, you know, all these materialistic things. That does not equal love. And, I mean, he went through everything. He was like, good sex, that doesn't equal love. You know, he just went through everything. And then he began to start breaking it down because he wanted to, you know, kind of teach people and to understand, you know, that this could be like a dysfunction if that's what you're looking at solely, saying that, well, if you don't buy this for me, or, you know, if we don't take this trip, then you must not love me, you know. So, but I just thought it was so interesting in some of the points that he was making. I know he had mentioned that love was not known by consequences. It's known by consequences, not just intention, he was saying, which I thought that was really interesting as well. It was just, I think he did like four parts, or there was like four breaks. I mean, he could have just dropped the mic because so much of his information was really, really interesting. And I know that, of course, this time of the year, and Candace, you just mentioned this time of the year, if people are single and they really don't have, you know, a quote-unquote Valentine, a lot of times they can go into a state of depression thinking, oh, you know, I don't have anybody who's going to buy me some flowers or some candy or I'm going to go out with, or and all that kind of stuff. And here again, that ties back into that, you know, that commercialization factor, you know, which is just, it's really, really interesting. I remember him mentioning also, he was saying that sometimes people get to a point where, especially when it's coming upon Valentine's Day, you know, they try so hard to, you know, even if they haven't been in a relationship, they try so hard to be in a relationship. So they can say that they do have a Valentine for that particular time. But, you know, and just from all different accounts, whether, you know, it's somebody that, you know, you really like and you're really feeling this person and you really want them, but on the other hand, they're not really feeling it and they don't want you, but you keep chasing them. And he was, I know he had mentioned, which, you know, if somebody doesn't call you back, don't move on. Don't worry about it. Don't keep calling them. You know, you don't want to chase someone who does not want, obviously want to be chased, right? And number two, when he pulled in the scripture from Proverbs 8:17, and that basically reads, you know, I love those who love me. I chase those who seek me. And his point that he actually made, he said, you know what? He just felt that Proverbs 8:17 is just basically inviting us to stop auditioning for people, okay? Because that's like, you know, what we're doing. We're trying to get that person to, you know, to really like us, and even if they really don't genuinely and all that, you know. And he was saying that, you know, we have to stop jumping through hoops and building bridges and flying to multiple continents and climbing mountains just to try to, you know. And I thought that was so interesting how he tied in that scripture about, you know, stop auditioning. Are we supposed to be auditioning for people like that? What do you think, Nina?
I totally agree. And as I was listening to you speak, for me, it only brings me to, have people lost what the definition of love is in the spiritual form?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like we discussed yesterday, 1 Corinthians 13:4, that's the definition of the love that we should be seeking. It is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, mm-hmm, or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. A lot of what you said those callers were doing are demanding their own way. It doesn't keep a record of wrong. And it never gives up. We don't lose faith, and it is always hopeful and endures every circumstances. So with the guy that lost his job, he has to start looking for love where. He shouldn't be looking, mm-hmm, for validation of love, you know, through his wife. You know, at that's where being the head as a man, he has to make sure that his relationship with God is his foundation, because I feel like there's kind of a loss of respect there. You know, if you, mm-hmm, feel like you can't go to your spouse at a time, especially if it's about material, and you know, you're doing your very best, I would start reevaluating that relationship and making sure that I start working on the relationship with God, working on focusing on fulfilling the love that I need from the Creator, because you should never feel down about something that you just can't do, especially when you're trying your very best. You should feel encouraged. You should have a spouse, a partner who's understanding to that. And that's where coming into, you know, being equally yoked comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And you start, mm-hmm, really understanding what you should be seeking in a spouse. You know, it should never be greater than what you seek in God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of, you know, that winning together. And guys, I know we just jumped right in here. You can feel free to join the conversation, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. So you can feel free to join the conversation. But yeah, so, you know, it is amazing that, and I know one thing that, that Reverend Nakashan was saying, he said, listen, he said, I know this is probably not a message and some comments that you guys want to hear. So I'm not trying to break up relationships. I'm not trying to end marriages. I'm not trying to do any of that. He said, what I'm trying to do is get you to understand what real relationships are and what you may be doing. And sometimes, you know, thinking that you are a victim. And sometimes you're not a victim. It's like you're a volunteer, you know, when you're involved, especially with someone who really doesn't want to be involved with you. And a lot of times to put those demands, you know, those materialistic demands, like if you love me, you're going to buy me that bag and that kind of thing. And, you know, just basically trying to convince, you know, pretty much yourself what you already know. I mean, if I can only be validated by what, you know, I can give or what can be received, I mean, what good is that when it comes to material things, you know? And I've heard, you know, a lot of men saying when they're dating, a lot of men, and you hear this a lot of times, that they will break up with the girlfriend or whomever they're in a relationship with before these kinds of holidays because of the demands that are sometimes placed on them. Have you guys heard of any of that? I hear it all the time.
I've definitely heard that before. I think at its core, like all of it comes from like the basic place of kind of why we were created. Because in a sense, we were created to love. That is our central purpose in life. Like we were born, as we look for our purposes and the different things that we were born to do, we were purposed to love. Because God, at his central core, he is love. God's nature is love. And we mimic our Father in the sense that we desire love. We desire to show love to people. We desire all of that. But I think it's Dr. Shaw is saying, and it's what Nina is saying, that one of the things that we're missing when we do it is we're supposed to be putting God first for all of it. Like, and I like to call it like the upside down kingdom. Like we're seeking after materialistic things, hoping to gain those things when we're supposed to be seeking after God. And when you seek after God and his kingdom, all of those things come with it. Like all of those things come with you. And kind of like what Nina was saying with respect to the husband and wife relationship, if they're putting God first with their relationship and that's what they're both seeking, then everything else will fall in line. There won't be that pressure to perform or that pressure to have when it's, I can't because this is, you know, I'm not employed at the moment. Like, it will be there. And kind of like when she was referencing 1 Corinthians, so that can kind of be an affirmation, Ms. Donna. Like, you were kind of, like, similar to your affirmation book, the love is patient, love is kind. There's so many people that we say we love. I love this person, or this person loves me. But at its core, with that being the definition of love, I think we owe it to ourselves to ask ourselves, are we patient? Are we kind? Are we envious? Are we boastful? Are we proud? Like in our relationship with this person. And in the event we are not, we should aspire to try to incorporate that characteristic into that relationship and into that bond, because that is what love is.
And I think too,
I agree.
You know, yeah. And when you're saying, you know, to someone, someone tells you, oh, I love you. And okay, prove it. You know, we should not necessarily it's in action. You know, we don't have, and a lot of times I know females, you know, oh, he said he loved me, and oh, I love you too. It's like, you know, and I teach about etiquette and kindness, but at this point, you don't have to feel like you're in a position where you have to reply, oh, I love you too. Well, if you haven't seen that in demonstration, then saying it really means nothing. You know, so you have to have some kind of demonstration with that. You know, that is just, but oftentimes, especially females, and I've just known, you know, I've heard, I've watched people being interviewed and just people being totally transparent. I mean, there are a lot of women that will say, you know, if you love me, then you need to buy this for me, or you need to take me on a trip, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I know you were saying that the core, you've got, the bottom line is you have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if you don't, then a lot of this stuff you won't know. A lot of people don't grow up knowing, having that relationship. So it's kind of hard for them to really know what to expect. And so
and that's
why we wanted to.
Yeah, that's where that chasing is going to come from, where you're chasing other people, you're chasing after, you know, the people who unfortunately aren't interested in you, or you're, you know, you're stalking people or calling people down, or you're going on the dates with the people or just to have a Valentine's Day. That's where that's going to come from, because what you don't know is you're desiring a relationship with God. You're desiring the love, the unconditional love from your Father in heaven, which cannot be imitated, cannot be replicated. Your soul wants that. Your soul has a memory of that. It was placed inside of you at birth, and you want it, but your, what is it called, like your tracking tool is off. Your GPS is off with respect to where you're getting it from. So you're looking for love in all the wrong places when seriously it's inside. Like, and it's that relationship with God that really needs to be fostered and built, because that is what's going on when someone is chasing someone that doesn't want them. They have a devalued sense of themselves.
You're absolutely right.
We really want to make sure we're loving with a purpose. That's where we want to make sure that we're loving each other with a purpose. Just like God has given us a purpose here, and you know, when we're seeking our purpose, if we're lost and we don't know exactly what it is, of course we have to go back to God. You know, we got to make sure that our foundation and relationship is rooted firmly, so that way, the way we love each and every individual that we attempt to love, we're loving them purposefully. There's a goal with them. A lot of people who are hurt and broken, you know, they only love to the levels that they have been, that they have experienced. And so for some people, like you said yesterday, a lot of society loves with material instead of time. Like you said, the S-T-U-F-F instead of T-I-M-E, and really getting to know and understanding that love can be so much more than the physical of material, the physical of the act. You want to make sure that the love that you are experiencing, it allows you to grow. It allows you to love in a manner that you're growing and you're able to help someone else grow. And so if that's not happening, you want to take a look and you want to reevaluate where you are with even loving yourself, because you would never, you know, how I told you the other day, we get in those relationships where, and even the people who want love and you say, you know, they're seeking it, they're looking for it, they're not understanding why someone doesn't care about them in the same way that they care about them. It's because we got to make sure we're loving ourselves first. That we are receiving the love that God was wanting us to receive from the beginning. You know, he told us in the very beginning, you are supposed to raise your children up in a manner where they know who I am. They know who I am, because if we know who God is, we know what real love, what that true Holy Spirit-filled love is, and it's complete. And so if we're feeling complete and we know what love is, we're able to pour that unconditional, from his unconditional love, we're able to pour it to other people. And it's not going to be about material. It's going to be about, you know, the spiritual, understanding how, you know, I want to love you in the way that it's going to help you. Sometimes buying someone roses, chocolate, and candy isn't the answer. You know, that may be how you want to receive love, but maybe someone else wants to receive it in a different manner. Maybe they just like your presence. Maybe they just want to relax. Maybe they just want your effort to be in their presence and time rather than the material. So it does require a lot of soul searching, because what is a bag going to do for you? Does a bag signify love? If it does, man, I would be, mm-hmm. I would not be happy in that relationship.
Right, right. And we have to remember, too, that, you know, you're mentioning, you know, people trying to, you know, love people who they know that don't love them and that are being rejected. And we have to remember rejection is not always bad. Rejection, you know, it's not always bad. It's not condemnation. But many times rejection is protection. So you guys think about that. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment. And if one of you two, when we return, because I know a lot of times when we refer to scripture, sometimes people may not have their Bible or devices. So if one of you can kind of go over the love scripture in 1 Corinthians, then we'll do that, okay? But guys, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Please don't go away, and it's not too late for you to join in on this conversation.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Page Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Page Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information, or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. This video is for parents and grandparents and for you, because you want your baby to thrive. For a baby, touch is talk. Touch is the most developed sense a small baby has. Skin-to-skin contact is a powerful way to communicate with your baby before your baby can talk to you. Give your baby the gift of feeling deeply connected to you. Give them a baby massage. Create a deep and lasting bond.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are having a love conversation here. We know that this weekend is Valentine's Day weekend, and we have people that are, I'm sure, have been celebrating all weekend, and we're just talking about, you know, love from the biblical perspective as far as the, and as well as the practical perspective. Before I went to break, I said, you know, rejection is not condemnation, but protection. And do you all remember when you prayed for something and that prayer was not answered, and then you look back at that time and you think, man, I am so glad that the Lord did not give me that, because it would not have been good for me. But at that time you were wanting it so bad. And so that's an example of, you know, rejection
you know, being protection. It actually protected you. You can get in on the conversation. Our number, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We understand that this is Super Bowl Sunday and a lot of people are watching the Super Bowl, but no worries. We were determined that we were going to continue our conversation. And you can certainly join us. We're going to go to the phones and pick up some callers here. Let's see. I will identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number, and you will know that I am referring to you. The last four digits, 6171. Hello.
Hello, and how are you, Ms. Donna?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well today. Thanks for asking. I'm sorry?
This sounds like, who is this, please?
Yeah, this is Peppy calling from Indianapolis.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Peppy. Yeah, I thought I caught your voice.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yes, I absolutely love this conversation, you know, because although I don't have a boo right now, I feel that, you know, there are so many other things that you could be doing at this time. And when I say other things, you know, whether it's, you know, pursuing your own hobbies and other interests, or, you know, traveling, or, you know, just really doing, you know, self-care, you know, so it's not a matter of, you know, just twiddling your thumbs and waiting for the phone to ring or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a good point, too. You know, this will be a time, too, for people, you know, to really look to God and really develop their relationship with Christ. Because when you were talking about how people, you know, want these costly handbags and whatever, I guess I call them gimme girls. And after a while, you're going to lose the guy anyway, you know, or even if they stay, they're going to be miserable. So, so that's just kind of my take on that. But again, you know, I've just really been enjoying the show, all your presenters, and thank you for this wonderful love topic.
Oh, thank you. And Nina and Candace, we're going to pull you guys back in on this. That's a great, great points, Peppy, always. Very good point.
Thank you.
You know, in other words, go ahead. I think that Minister Candace, was that you?
Yeah, I agree. You're totally right. Like, when you are single, that is the best time to identify the self-love with yourself, to cultivate that so you have that awareness, so you know how to love somebody else. Like, if they're not, they can't come in and fix whatever void that you have. Like, just like you don't want a broken person, you don't want someone that you have to fix on, like, they don't deserve that as well. So the time that when you are apart, that is the time that you need to be developing your relationship with God, building that, strengthening that relationship with yourself, so that when that person does find you, not you find them, so that when if they do find you, it is that perfect love. It is that God love that He has actually set aside for yourself. Because kind of like what Ms. Donna was saying, I do believe that rejection is protection at times. And sometimes when you are single, God has hidden you so that you can, like, build and grow in that development He has for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep hearing, Candace, they should be building their basket of love. What's in the basket?
Mm-hmm.
I just keep hearing from yesterday your words. When we're in our single season, we should be working on our basket, right, Candace?
Agreed. The basket that you're – so yesterday what we were saying, to give you some background, is that, you know, since it is Valentine's season, like, you know, there's this basket that we should be putting together for God. Because, you know, the baskets that you see that people present that have the different Bed Bath and Beyond items in it, there's this basket that we can give to God that identifies the love that we have for Him and the different things that we put inside of it, like putting God first and praying and praising God and forgiving others easily. Just building your basket. And those are some of the things that you can do while you're single, like, so that you are cultivating that relationship with God, and that cultivates the relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
If you're spending time, my take is always this. I don't want to be spending time with the wrong person because then the right person has no room to come. So why just, spend time with the person that's not supposed to be there? Just, and a lot of times people say, well, it'll give me something to do. No, I don't want anything to do. Just to do, unless it's the right person. I remember hearing, I think this is about a week ago, I thought this was so, it was simple, but it was so profound, do you want the right person or the right now person? And I thought that was really interesting. The right person or the right now person. And a lot of people just settle for the right now person.
Mm-mm.
That
right now person, just because you want somebody for right now and it's something to do, that person can also cause damage and they can set you back. And now there are things that you've internalized and insecurities that you now have, and you have some scars and war wounds to get over. And it can just delay the timing for your right person.
And guys, you
That's
are listening
why we
to.
Make sure we, oh, go ahead.
Oh, you're listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show we're talking about just for the weekend. We're talking about real love. We're talking about fake love. We're talking about the wrong person at the right time is the wrong time. Actually, but you can certainly get in on our conversation as well. It's 516-418-5894. We're hoping to encourage those of you out there who might be feeling a little down, you might be feeling a little depressed because you might be by yourself. And it's better to be by yourself, okay, and you're never totally by yourself because you have the Holy Spirit, so remember that. But it's better to be in that situation than to be with someone who you know that you're not supposed to be with, okay? And so we're here to encourage you, to let you know, just, wait, seek the Lord, and they will send you the right person at the right time, okay? And I think, Nina, you were going to say something else.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking, as I listen to you both, especially like Minister Kenneth with this building the basket while we are in our space of singleness, like you said, God separates us, and sometimes has us sit down and be in a space of quiet time so that we can continue to build that foundation of love with him. But that way we'll be able to recognize a love that is genuine and designed and created for us. We'll be able to recognize what love is healthy and what love is not in the very beginning. We won't have so many situationships. We will really be able to have those relationships that are going to bring us into us. If you're walking in your purpose and your partner or spouse is walking in their purpose, you won't really feel a divide. You won't feel such a strain or a pull. You will both be able to, you go out and you do your thing, and you're living in your purpose and working and serving God, and hopefully your spouse is doing the same thing. So when you come together, it is that place where you can, come together, and it can be a moment of bliss. It's not so controversial. It doesn't feel uneasy. You want a love that feels settling and secure. And I think that's what we miss sometimes when we're rushing in and just looking for someone to complete us, when really we should already be completed before we even enter into a relationship. That's all. I was just thinking of that as I listened to you both speak.
Well, our completion is in Christ. And oftentimes you do hear people say, oh, I'm just waiting on my second half or my better half. It's like, then that means you're a half, and God wants us to be whole. Is that right?
That's so funny that you said, that means that you're a half a person. It's true. I guess it is a saying, but I never thought about it that way. Like, that doesn't mean that you're only a half a person. And I don't know. I think for the other people who, even if you are in a relationship with someone, or even if, you know, you are married, I would like to also encourage your listeners as we go into the tomorrow for the day to remove the materialistic requirement, if they do have any, from the people that they are with, and just to accept the time and the dedication and to try to, you know, edify them being that unconditional love for that person that they need. But, you know, to not, you know, so you're not upset if you don't get the bag. Like, you didn't get the bag, but, you know, did you get the time? And then just to be that person for them, like be that 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 kind of love for that person. So, you know, introducing that is to put God first and to start identifying, let's love each other from the correct place, not the materialistic place. Because like that other caller, the situation that you're in when you don't have a job, what can you do? Like, I can't get you the Birkin bag. I don't have a job, but I can't spend time with you. Like, I can't pick the kids up from school. I can't listen to your day. I can do the things that I can do. But, you know, I will need you to be here for me in the event of, because that is love.
And can one of you read that scripture? Because I know we've alluded to the scripture, but oftentimes, you know, people may not have readily available for them either their Bible or their Bible device in 1 Corinthians.
I'm just telling you, Nina has it pulled up. I feel like Nina has it, like, right on deck. Am I right, Nina?
I do. You guys know this is one of my favorite. This book, I mean, the book of Corinthians is about love. I remember the first time I read this book, I started from the beginning. I just opened it up and I read, and I remember by the end of the night, I was just in tears because I was so grateful for a love of God, for God's love, for the way that I know he really wants me. And he writes in verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Man. And I love verse 13, too, because it does say in 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, three things will last forever. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love.
It's love, yeah. Yeah, that, I just thank you for reading that, because I want people to really, you know, hear and understand that. And ladies, you may not be familiar with Patty, is one of our therapists. And so if you've listened to any of our shows when we had therapists on, it was most likely Patty, because she's been on several times. And I so thank her for that. And she'll be coming back on soon, right, Patty? Are you still there?
Awesome. Right.
Mm-hmm. You still there, Pat?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
We'll be delighted to come back on.
That will be wonderful, because I know your schedule's been busy and you were traveling, so I'm just so glad that you're taking the time out, you know, to join the conversation tonight, because it's just something we had to do it. We just had to do it. And we know that, like I said, the Super Bowl is on, but, you know, then the Super Bowl will be off, and then there will be the same situations going on surrounding love, because tomorrow is actually Valentine's Day. So I'm sure people are going to be looking for flowers and chocolate and bears and all those kinds of things if they haven't received them already. They may feel that people have one last chance tomorrow. But guys, we're kind of, you know, we're trying to keep this light, because we just don't want anybody to be stressed out and to go through any unnecessary depression and things of that nature. Because, again, you know, we don't want this season and this time to be misconstrued by being so, you know, caught up in the commercialization and, you know, Russell Stover's and the balloon companies. They make a killing during this time of the year, for the simple fact that, you know, it's kind of the demand this particular season. So no worries, just, you know, no stress, no worries. No, nowhere. That's why we wanted to have the biblical side too, is so that you know where the true, where your true love is centered in. Okay, the true love. There's love, and then there's true love. And Nia just read, you know, one of the scriptures in First Corinthians 13. So we want to remember that, you know, and so.
Even for the single people, or even for the people who do have people, like, I'm not wanting to be a bearer of bad news, but there is nothing that anybody could get you that could ever be on top of what God has already given you or what God can give you. Because, yes, we do also have Valentine's. Mm-hmm. That is our everyday Valentine. And there is nothing in this world, nothing in heaven, nothing in hell, nothing in either one of us or anyone that can separate you from this love, which is why I wouldn't want people to unnecessarily be depressed or get upset if they don't have someone and aren't receiving something physically, or if you don't get the thing that you want, because you do have a Valentine. And as long as you woke up and there's breath in your body, you got the biggest, you got the greatest of all. You get grace and mercy every single day that you wake up and you're allowed to try this again.
Well, I want to just add this, if I may, just from one of my affirmations in my book. One is titled, I Love the Lord, and it's, I love the Lord with all my heart. I'll serve him daily. I'll do my part. I will study and read God's word every day. I will pray and listen closely to what he has to say. I want others to see God living in me, not so much but what I say, but by what others can see in me. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, how about that?
I love it. That's beautiful. And that's what I said my goal is from the conversation that we had yesterday. I'm trying to move in love for the rest of this 2022. Like, every day I get up, I'm going to be intentional with the love that I put out in the atmosphere, where if I'm at work, I want to make sure that there's some way someone has been able to feel God's love through me. You know, like I said, by just going that extra step and making sure if I see someone who's down or not smiling, especially tomorrow, since I know it's going to be the day of Valentine's and people are going to, you know, maybe not feel happy or in the spirit of love, I'm going to definitely make sure that I extend a way that they can feel his love, you know, by trying to say something or doing something that can put a smile on their face and just make them understand that one day, let's show love more than just this one day. Let's continue to do love on a daily. Start with God, start with loving ourselves, and then watch how everything else will flow around us that will bring that love and that energy right back to us.
Absolutely. And once again, love is patient. Love is kind. And mentioning love is kind, we're certainly going to have our kindness show on next week. And certainly invite everybody to participate in that, because there's just not enough kindness going on. It's kind of difficult to be kind and selfish at the same time. And I do remember Reverend Dr. Sean mentioning that he said, I don't know if I would want to be in a relationship with someone who has never loved someone before, because oftentimes, you know, you kind of get into that narcissistic area because they're so used to, if they tell you, well, I've never really been in love before, I've never loved anybody before, then it's really all about them, which makes sense. You know, because in order to share, you know, you have to have love to share. You don't have love just to love yourself. You know, that's just like with Christ. You know, he did not go to the cross just for himself. You know, so we have to remember that, you know, as well. But, Nina, that's very good about, you know, we should just kind of go that extra mile to smile at people, to speak to them, you know, how are you doing? And when you ask, how are you doing, not necessarily cut them off because you think they're going to tell you a long story. Because some people will do that too. Oh, how are you doing? Well, okay, well, I'm glad. It's like, okay. So just kind of being genuine and patient. You know, love is patient. Love is kind. You know, being patient with people. And on that note, guys, I hope you have, you know, at least been able to glean something from this conversation. And, you know, and if you are married, because, you know, in my opinion, when you are in a marriage, a loveless marriage, just to say that you're in a marriage, to me, that's worse than being single. Okay, than to be with someone that you know it's just you shouldn't be with. But, you know, pray. Nobody can fix it. Only God can fix that situation. But yeah, you want to, I was going to say something about, I remember this lady saying, she asked somebody, she said, have you met Mr. Wright? And she said, the lady said to her, no, not yet. And she said, oh, so that means you've been meeting Mr. Wrong. And she was like, yeah, patient and remain encouraged. Ladies, we've got about 2 minutes left. Anybody want to give maybe a final 30-second thought?
Thank you very much for having this conversation and introducing this topic, Ms. Donna, because I think it's something that people can take away from the single people to the married people to in any love state that you're in. I think it's really important that we encourage each other to put God first, and we encourage each other to kind of show the kindness and make people aware of what the biblical definition, what God's definition of love is, and that unconditional love that he has for us that will never fade, that we can never get from anywhere else, and to try to show that to other people.
Absolutely. And remember Proverbs 8:17, you know, that Proverbs is inviting us to stop auditioning for people. And that kind of sums it up. You don't want to have to do that, you know. And the Lord says in Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me and chase those who seek me. You know, so, but everybody, thank you so much for taking time out to listen. And many of you will probably be listening after this evening show because you're doing other things like maybe watching the Super Bowl. And so we certainly invite you to go back to certainly take a listen as all of our shows are archived. And thank you all for calling and participating. I certainly do appreciate it. Again, next week, we will be talking about kindness. Oh, gosh, looking forward to that. Of course, I always invite you to initiate an act of kindness each week, and I certainly thank you for doing that. And so you can let us know next week. What are some of the things that you did over the week to be kind to someone? And always thanks for, you know, supporting the show by listening and sharing our links and posting. And we certainly would like to invite you to follow the show as well. We appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. We know our goal is to make this world a place, a polite place, kind place, a loving place. To live one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, I certainly want to invite you to initiate an act of kindness. And ladies, thank you all again for your input in this this conversation. I'm sure a lot of people will certainly be blessed by the information that was shared. And once again, listen, thanks for tuning in. We will talk again next week. Good night. take care, and God bless.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.